Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity to share the perspectives of the global seafood community as part of the private sector mechanism. The International Coalition of Fisheries Association welcomes the framework for action in the Rome Declaration and looks forward to working in partnership with FAO, WHO, civil society, and the private sector to implement these recommendations. As a brief background, my father was a doctor, a pediatrician, a man that ministered to young children first in urban America and then in a rural part of Ireland. As he counseled a woman from either of these very different backgrounds, he reminded her of the importance of enjoying healthy, balanced meals, meals that include dairies and meats, vegetables and fruits, and of course fish, to ensure the health of her child. And in his office, he had a sign that referenced how a tree grows. It read, "As the twig is bent, so the branch is inclined." He wanted to stress to his patients that the decisions the young mother made in the earliest stages of her child's life would set the stage for her family's future health. This simple doctor's message and lesson is one the private sector and governments might adopt. In keeping with that thinking, ICFA is particularly pleased with the special emphasis the convening organizations, FAO and WHO, and the member governments have placed in the first 1,000 days. A child eating a balanced meal, one that meets nutrition, taste, and affordability needs, is much more likely to grow into a healthy adult, and it is much more difficult to change that direction later in life. Fish is an essential component to a child's development, from conception to early childhood growth. Its fatty acids literally are the building blocks of a developing child's brain. Its micronutrients ensure a woman recovers from pregnancy more quickly and avoids the terror of postpartum depressions. And the nutritional benefits of fish move from the first 1,000 days to the full 30,000 days that we expect to live, as omega-3s prevent heart disease in the Middle Ages and vitamins slow the onset of arthritis and eye disease in the elderly. Fish is the food for a full life. Seafood is especially important in developing nations as a source of nutrition and economic development. As the Committee on Food Security last month noted, fish provides 17% of animal protein for humans, and it is the main source of essential fatty acids for more than 4 in 10 people globally. And these percentages are much higher in Africa, Asia, and small island developing nations, countries with a much higher fish consumption. The global seafood community takes particular pleasure in noting the very practical tools FAO and WHO have developed to better understand the importance of seafood. The organizations recently released the results of an expert consultation on the risks and benefits of seafood, and it rightfully called on governments to more clearly communicate to women that they actually increase the risks to their developing child by not eating enough seafood when pregnant. The organizations further called on governments to more clearly communicate this advice to expecting mothers in ways that they can understand and at the very start of these first 1,000 days of life. It is vitally important that governments, and when appropriate, with the private sector, more effectively communicate the importance of a diverse diet to promote health in the most vulnerable, women, children, and the elderly. ICFA and the broader food-producing private sector look forward to continuing to support WHO, FAO, and the ICN process in ensuring the developed and developing nations, government, civil society, and private sector all partner to help women understand that as the twig of pregnancy and early childhood is bent, so the branch of a healthy adult is inclined. Thank you.